Columbia, Columbia. This is Houston. 1 minute, 30 seconds, LOS. All systems go. Over.
We should do some sort of...
go here. We're just waiting for the cabin pressure to bleed, to low enough pressure to open the hatch. It's about 0.1 on our gauge now. Neil, this is Houston. Over.
Fucking don't keep that shit to yourself.
Yes, me lion. You're listening to Madhouse Radio with Carlito,
Big Man,
and them psychic Andy. Blood class.
Smoke that sleep.
Yeah. Rastafari.
The house next door to me's been sold to niggers.
Madhouse is fire on PCU Radio, bitch.
Where is it?
Thursday. Today is Thursday.
A Madhouse!
He's become a god. Oh, you're a god, too. We're not.
A god? Which one?
He thinks he's Zeus.
Sounds bad, but...
Oh, perhaps not. When he decides to announce his ability, the law sees mad, they'll lock him up. We'll have the Republic back. My friend, this could be the best thing that ever happened.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, Toltecs, or the Mayans. That they may have been the architects of the Great Pyramids, or the lost civilizations of Lemuria, or Atlantis. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive. Somewhere beyond the heavens.
There will be no order, only chaos.
That being said, grab a blunt, take a big hit, sit back, and enjoy the ride.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go flight.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Econ.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
INCO.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Discovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is that why you are here?
I know drug reel from real reel.
Chris. Yeah. I take reels today, dude.
First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Look, maybe he's only a little crazy, like painters or composers or some of those men in Washington.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Pasquale.
Hey, Pasquale, do you want, bro?
You son of a bitch, speak English, America.
Yeah, you son of a bitch, you motherfucking, you are going to speak in Panama.
I know, you speak English, I say.
You motherfucking,
you motherfucking.
Ah, go ahead,
you
man.
You other bitch.
Motherfucking you.
You bitch.
Don't ever call again to this boy, man.
Mow my lawn. Hey? Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucker.
Why are you so angry? But where's Pasquale?
Hey, fuck you, man.
We're so high right now. We're not low.
Smoke weed every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
The weirdo is back. I want everybody right now to put your blunts up. You're now listening to Bizarre's solo album, The Handicap Circus. And I'm your boy, Young Miles the Future. And my man's about to get it cracking for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo, Bizarre.
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap. Detroit's on the map, and Detroit's back.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Music's too loud. Why am I turning the microphone down? 20 bucks, you can get your ass made. Stupid, Andy, you're stupid.
Who?
You. Turn the microphone down instead of the music.
I ain't even doing it.
What kind of sound engineer are you? You don't do anything here, Andy.
No.
Andy, I just come here and drink.
Yeah.
You don't even smoke anymore.
Nope.
What's up, everybody? Good evening. It's 10:14, and we're 15 minutes late. We've been later before, right? Yeah. Can't barely hear you, dude.
Get that.
Yeah, you're on low. Where are we?
All right.
There you go. That's a lot better. All right. Hey, we hear Andy. Hey, everybody. It's April 20th, 420. Welcome to the Madhouse. Madhouse Live on the Madhouse Radio Network. That's HitCity.com has us on, of course, but our flagship station is PCU Radio. PCU Prank Call Underground Radio, that is. And we're located at KDK. prankcalls.com, KDK as in kill, death, kill, KDK, prankcalls.com. That's Andy's third favorite website.
Yeah.
Right after the official website for the Cubs.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that.
Your website.
Yeah, my website, madhouselive.com.
It never gets updated.
Whenever it gets updated, madhouselive.com.
That was my favorite update website last time it got updated in October.
In October.
Yeah. The last, I liked it then. Yeah. It was like, yeah. I was like, whoa, look at this. Yeah.
I put pranks on there in February, but I haven't put a new show on there since then. But soon enough, I have a guy who's been editing stuff for me. He edited the last show 2 weeks ago, and he's getting to the one last week. And I haven't even hooked him up with any props or anything like that, so... I'm sorry, guy, but I'll get that on the website as soon as possible. We'll have the prior shows caught up at some point. I'm not going to catch him up, but I'll start putting him on regularly. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go back to
I don't think he will.
Who cares, really? Who's going to be like, hey, where's the November 13th show, man?
I want to hear it.
November 13th was the worst show in the history of this.
You remember that one?
Yeah, I do. That was horrible, yeah. I beat Athena after that show. I beat her up. I beat her up with a Nerf bat.
I can't believe you could do that.
With a Nerf bat, I beat her up. So yeah, it's April 20th. Andy, what's April 20th mean to you?
It's the anniversaries of Hitler's birthday, Columbine, and the Oklahoma City bombing.
It's also the birthday of Joey Lawrence.
Yeah, and I think Jesus may have been born on 420 too, maybe.
Jesus was born on 420, dude. Yeah.
The Easter Bunny was born on 420.
The Easter Bunny. Dude, you know how freaky the Easter Bunny looks when you go to the mall, and I saw the Easter Bunny. Like in the Santa, you know, like Santa Claus is out there with. You know how freaky it looks to see the Easter Bunny out there?
No, it's I think he really looks like weird. A perfectly normal person.
No, a person in an Easter Bunny costume is weird. Okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a giant white rabbit.
It is.
Usually they got like something gay going on, like a scarf or a kerchief or something like that.
This guy had the Louis, a huge Louis Farrakhan style bow tie.
Really?
Yeah.
One time I saw one that had a Pele Pele jumpsuit on.
Pele jumpsuit.
Yeah, Pele Pele jumpsuit. I thought it was gangster.
Yeah, it is. Was that the Black Mall?
No, that was
the Magic
that was,
Mall.
That was the White Folk Mall.
The White Folk Mall.
Black people don't really wear Pele Pele jumpsuits. They just act like it's cool and get white people to buy them.
And get them to pay money for it, yeah. Remember Cross Colors?
Yeah.
What was that all
that
about?
Was the worst looking clothing line ever.
Yeah. Nothing but Carl Canai was the worst. Remember Carl Canai was some nasty.
I thought that looked better in Cross Colors. Cross Colors was like green and it was like Africa colors and like
red, green, and, yellow.
Those aren't really good colors if you ask me. It's like I don't want to wear a shirt that has those three colors on it.
You can't combine that shit, man.
No.
That was definitely not.
And the people used to have like red jeans to wear with it, and that was just red and green jeans.
Yeah.
I'm glad nobody wears that anymore. That was terrible.
That's when everybody used to wear the clothes backwards, like crisscross and shit. What the hell was that all about?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm cool. I wear my shirt backwards.
I always wear a button-up shirt because I'm fat, so I never got to wear it. I couldn't button my shirt up from behind.
Mm-hmm.
One time I asked my mom to do it, and she slapped me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
And then she pushed me down the stairs.
Pushed you down the stairs. That's every Christmas around the world. the Andy House. I won't say your last name. So Andy, are you gonna ever gonna pick a nickname for yourself, or is this gonna be straight up Andy?
Well, I mean, I guess, but I just it'd kind of be pointless to switch to it now.
At this point, yeah, everybody like who's that?
I mean, I've got a lot of different nicknames I've had over the years, but
Thundercock.
No, that was your
name. That
nickname.
Was me. Yeah. I'm proud of that nickname, though. Yeah. I don't know why my two male roommates, started calling me Thundercock one day on the phone.
Someone told us that was your nickname, and then, thought that it meant because you had a big dick, but actually I heard it's because on your downstroke, you fart.
Nah.
every time you got the downstroke, you go... Yeah, you let one go.
I farted during sex once, and it was embarrassing, but I don't think she heard it, though.
I doubt it.
Yeah. At that point. She heard me crying. That was about it. Okay. So you're listening to us on kdkprankcalls.com. It's PCU Radio Hit City, which is always, guess what I forgot, Andy? The homepage for Hit City. Give me a second here and I'll get it. It is
www.aim-planet.
Yeah. No, here we go. It's Hit City. I put a www there in accident. It's hitcity.aim-planet.com. You're listening to us there, featured on iTunes as well as Shoutcast. HitCity.com, playing your hit music.
DJ Frosty's there, everybody.
DJ Frosty. Yeah. Who is this guy again? We said it was Wayne Brady once, but he has a name.
That's Nelly.
That's not Nelly. Anyway, so yeah, a shout-out to Austin Moore, host of the Austin Moore Show. I don't know when he goes on, but a big shout-out to him. What's up, cat? How you doing? Take this. I hit the cat. Yeah. Fina's not listening tonight. I like that cat. He ran away. I'm sorry. So thank you to everybody listening. We have a total of 31 listeners on PCU. We have 19 listeners on Hit City.
An all-time low.
And we have 3 listeners on the Scab. So we're up to 53. Well, thank you everybody for joining us. I'm honored that 53 people would listen to us bullshit tonight. It is 420. April the 20th, in connotations, I guess, that's a big weed day.
Yeah, like, at this time last year, I was hooked up to a gas mask. So, yeah, my life's changed a lot.
Yeah.
I think I had a gas mask on most of the night, and I probably smoked over $100 of the high grade.
Chris Brown, not Nelly. Who the fuck is Chris Brown?
He played for the Bengals. He was a free safety.
Okay, so Chris Brown for the Bengals.
He wasn't that good. I don't know why he's up on Hit City.
He can't
even tackle.
He does a football show on Hit City.
Oh, okay.
Every Sunday.
Remember we had the guy at our high school who used to be a pro football player and they became like a coach. He was like Coach Black Guy and he didn't
Coach
do
Williams,
anything.
He played for the Jets for one day, signed a contract and got hurt. I think, I want to say it was like in a preseason game.
Ended
his career right there.
Yeah. And like he just drove around on a Lexus and like he didn't even do anything.
Yeah, he walked with a limp.
Yeah. And I'm Coach Brown.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and he had it set up so even at school, all he did was ride the golf cart.
Yeah, he rode the golf cart around, looked for skippers.
I rarely saw him ever just, you know.
And all the black and Puerto Rican girls were in love with him.
Coach Brown, so fine. He drive a Lexus.
Coach Brown.
Coach Brown, you look good. You got a Lexus. He had that old ratty-ass Jets jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, he always wore it as, like, 1980s style. And then
90s. He'd go out to the football practice and just stand there, and I don't think he ever said anything.
He was one coach that didn't say shit. I don't know what his purpose was there when I was.
He was
there.
Just like, you know, to give a little respect to the team.
I guess so. I guess if I having him around was like some kind of
like they
icon.
Have me like I go to the buffets around here, have me come and just stand there. People, you know, they want to come to see me. Like,
this guy's a pro.
That's Andy.
That's Big Andy.
Oh, he can eat. He ate 5 pounds of potatoes.
Damn, man. Yeah. So Easter Sunday, you ate a lot of potatoes.
Between me and my brother, we ate 3 pounds of roasted pork and 5 pounds of potatoes.
I could do that, though.
Yeah,
I can't
do
the potatoes.
Two of us. My brother's even larger than I am, so, yeah, I mean, that was mostly him. You know?
Were these mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I mashed them.
Box
it was duped, too. No, I make everything fresh. I made, like, a... It was awesome.
All right. You keep the skins on those potatoes?
No, I peel them.
You peel them off?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I put butter and garlic salt in it.
Real butter, margarine? How's it work?
No, real butter.
Real butter?
Yep.
Okay. Good deal. All right. If you guys want to reach us the fastest way, if you're using AOL Instant Messenger, write this down. If you're using AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio is our nickname or whatever, our screen name. That's what I meant to say. If you're using Yahoo, no problem. Hit us up at Madhouse PCU Radio. Madhouse PCU Radio. And if you're using MSN Messenger for some weird fucking reason, you can reach us at Madhouse PCUradio@hotmail.com. Once again, Austin Morris telling us that Chris Brown wasn't a coach. He never was.
I guess he didn't play after. I mean, he didn't coach after he got hurt.
Yeah, probably not. Anyway.
You know who I think that... Wasn't he Eddie on the Urkel show? Remember Eddie? The guy Eddie?
Yeah, that dumb guy?
Yeah, he's like, I'm Eddie. I'm Urkel's best friend. Yeah. I'm cool. Urkel's not.
What was the name of the other guy? The older kid? The guy? You know what I mean?
No, Eddie. That was Eddie.
Eddie?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, what was that game?
Eddie Winslow.
Who? Yeah, okay, but who was the dumb dude? Remember? It was Weasel was a short guy.
Was it Waldo? Geraldo,
Geraldo, Waldo, Wayne.
Yeah, no, it was Waldo, Geraldo, Faldo, or something.
Dwayne
like
Wayne.
That.
Dwayne Wayne
was a different show.
Yeah, I'd like to kick Dwayne Wayne's ass, man.
Yeah, you could. You know, it's like there's a lot of, like, you know, there's only 10, like, it's like, what, 15% of the population is black, but there's, like, you know, about 35% of the shows on television are for black
blacks.
People. They don't even watch them either.
No. Yeah.
I don't get it.
And they run the NBA.
Yeah,
they don't
true.
Run the NBA. They play the NBA. And, well, they don't run it, though. Isn't that crazy? Are there any black owners at all in pro sports? I
Magic,
think they're
doesn't
right.
Magic Johnson own a piece of the team? And Jordan did for a while.
Magic don't own a team. He owns a bunch of
I think the Wizards are owned by a black guy.
All right.
No, Magic Johnson owns the Magic Johnson Theaters.
Yeah, was it? They got
it. They got the
Magic Johnson Theaters.
Magic Theater where they have like a metal detector when you go in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If there's a Magic Johnson Theater, it's a good bet they have metal detectors there.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, if you ever go to like, you know, it's just a terrible thing to say. But if you go to a black theater, usually they got like all sorts of shit on the screen. It's like they don't even
care. They're gummy bears on the screen.
Yeah, it's like they don't care. Like they know, like if we clean the gummy bears and the, and the lifesavers off the screen, that they're just going to put them right back up there.
True story, the second Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came out, what, like 91, I'd say? 1991.
Yeah, so.
I put gummy bears in my mouth, threw it on the screen.
I don't believe that.
I did. They
I don't believe that you would waste gummy bears because you're so fat.
They were the orange ones. I don't like the orange ones. I picked
them. I don't like orange gummy bears.
My favorite gummy bear flavor is
I'm going to throw them at Shredder.
My favorite gummy flavor is green is the favorite.
All right.
And I would say red. Then I'd say yellow, and then orange.
All right.
So I took the one I liked the least, and I got them sticky in my mouth, threw them up there. About 8 years later, I went there again, and sure enough, I went up to the screen, and they were still up there.
Wow.
8 years later. They're going to close that movie theater.
What movie theater was that?
The one in Orange City.
Oh, the Dollar Show?
No. The other one.
Oh.
The United Artists Show.
Oh, that one was terrible, too.
That was a terrible one, too.
Right.
Right? That was
like
one
there
of the
and, like, there'd be like 12-year-old skate punks and they make fun of
you.
I hate it.
And always that one cop sitting there doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he should run off the skate punks.
Do you remember TCBY?
No.
Isn't that some nasty shit?
I don't remember that.
It's not even ice cream, it's yogurt. TCBY sucks, man. I think they're out of business. I don't even know there's any TCBYs out there. Anyway, if you want to call us, the toll-free line is open now. Should I give it out?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, if you want to call in, the toll-free line is 888-278-8509. Again, you can reach us here live, toll-free tonight. You can dial 1-888-278-8509. That's a free call. It won't show up in any bills if you're like 12 years old and scared. Like
most of our calls.
I don't want my mom to see it. She'll get me in trouble. It's long distance. It's not long distance. It's a free call. It won't even show up in a bill. Right, Andy? You've done this before.
I've never called, but I don't think so.
Why have you ever called my show?
Because I'm usually here.
Usually here, yeah.
That's
true.
And the nights, when I didn't used to show up all the time, I was usually doing something fun.
Yeah.
So
really? It's something important, like sleeping.
This is like the fallback thing, yeah. I think, for most of these people who listen in, except for the Dead. He's a dork.
The Dead. He's not even... He's been calling me out all week, saying I called him a retard. You called him a retard last week. You called him a retard last week and then Friday.
Oh, that sounds like you protested too much.
I guess so. He called me out all week.
I'm a retard.
He kept saying, Carlito has a loose asshole. I don't get it. I was sitting there Tuesday reading him say this shit, and I'm like, man, I wanted to go to sleep, but I wanted to stay in there just to see what he would say. And he was just saying that I have a loose asshole or something. You see, the second they give out the toll-free line already, they're taking it upon themselves.
Oh,
it's
like
a relay call. Jesus.
It's going to sound like shit then, huh?
They suck. It's blackout, everybody. Hang on.
Go ahead.
Hey, this is IP Relay Operator 9.
Yes, go ahead.
The relay call.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Sir?
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Relay will begin now.
Go ahead. Go ahead. And go ahead. What is the nature of this call, please?
Operator, don't have any information on the call. Holding on the person's response.
Are you an operator?
Oh, no, it might show up on my bill. Go ahead.
Please terminate the call, operator. Go ahead.
Thank you, IP Relay, operator 9010.
Wait a minute, don't hang up! That's what I wanted to say. Operator, terminate the call.
Dude, don't fucking call me with a relay, because then I'm going to fucking turn off the toll-free line, you asshole, so stop it, alright? If you want to call in, call on yourself.
Yeah.
That's more annoying than relay calls. I mean, it's funny, maybe, but you understand how long it takes to do that shit?
It's funny for people who don't know that it's a joke, you know? Like,
yeah,
if you get that call from someone else, it's...
You might be somebody new, and I know it's funny. The only way it's funny is when you record it, and then you play it back, edit it out, because it honestly takes, like, 2 minutes between every conversation, and we're just sitting here like... okay, you know what I mean? So we don't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just call in. We don't hate on you, but whatever, man. The relay thing has been done and killed, trust me, by the guy who used to go on and against me. Blackout. I don't even think he's on right now. I don't even have his numbers up anymore. He's insignificant to me, I say.
Didn't he die in the hurricane, I thought?
No, he's like a... I don't know. He lost his house. I think his sister ran out on him and owed like 2 months' rent and stole his checkbook and used it up, so he had to move out. I think he's living like from... friend's house to friend's house and stuff right now. Yeah, he's a loser.
He was a really important person at one time.
At one time, Blackout was actually on PCU.
I remember when he went to Japan for that summit, they threw up on the prime minister.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And it wasn't the food.
Wow, the middle daughter from Family Matters got into porn?
You know, she disappeared from the show. You remember that?
No, I don't even remember what she looked like, but I'd like to see it.
They had this
Send
cheeky
us a picture,
girl.
Earth Dog.
They had this cheeky girl. Yeah, Earth Dog. Thanks for that.
I want to see that. Anytime someone famous goes into porn, I got to check it out.
Yeah. But this cheeky black girl fucking... She was on there for three seasons, I think, and then she disappeared. Never came back. Oh, God. See, I'm going to have to turn the toll-free line off. There you go. You ruined the fun for everybody. If this shit gets out of hand, I just end the show, Andy. I'm serious. Don't fuck with me. Damn you. Alright, so the toll-free line is down because people can't behave, so we'll just continue the show like this. And we'll talk. But we got plenty of prank calls for you folks tonight, now that the lines are clear. We don't have to worry about that. Lonesome Loser in the chat room. As I mentioned before, yes, we do have a chat room. You can... go there now. Join us at kdkprankcalls.com. Click on the chat link, and you can use your Java client right through your browser. Or you can also join us if you're using an IRC client, standalone like Merc or MIRC or whatever it's called, or something like that. IRC.lazy, L-A-Z-Y, lazy-net.de. That's IRC.lazy-net.de. Okay. Speaking of the chat room, Lonesome Loser's in there now. Confirming numbers, he's the official confirmer of the Madhouse, and I'd have to say a PCU in general. He's just as important as any host. Would you not agree with that, Ian? What would we do without him?
Probably not.
Probably not. Lonesome Loser, he helps out a lot. Anyway, he sent me a number here, looks like, for Dr. Gene Scott. Used to be on, used to have a ministry, I guess, begging for money. He died last year. He was 75, Lonesome Loser believes, and his wife took over. She's almost 30 years of and is a former porn actress. Okay. So she was a porn actress and she became saved, or?
I don't know, but, you know, if you're really into God, that's as good as coke for getting girls, you know? Like, you could just God them up. You'd be like, yeah, you know, God wants you to let me peel it back, and God wants me to beat it up right now.
Yeah, man. 30 years old and he was 75.
That's good. I hope to pull that. I think when I get to be about like 55 or something like that, I'm going to go into that at my own church.
That's some classic Bible stuff.
The Church of the Dead. I'll have the dead retarded come out of there, and then I'll heal them.
Church of the Dead. Yeah. You are healed. Now you talk just like me.
You should support Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ talk just like
me. The Holy Trinity.
Yeah. He sent us numbers for Erotic Bakery in Seattle, Washington. Erotic Bakery. We also have Erotic City Topless Club. We have High Life in San Antonio. We have Dr. Gene Scott's ministry, which we were talking about before. His Melissa Scott is the name of the lady, the wife, I guess, of the deceased, the widow of this minister, and she now runs things. Her porn name was Barbie Bridges.
Okay. I don't know who that is. I'd like to see a picture.
Get us some pictures of Barbie Bridges.
Yeah,
or something. We gotta see what she looked like. Stupid prices in Hawaii.
Okay. Stupid.
Yo, why you so stupid dope, yo? Legends of Spirit Mountain in Oregon, and Blimpy Subs and Salads and TCBY. How can you go wrong with that?
Bro, it's gotta be the worst place to eat in the world.
Yeah, TCBY. What is this? It's
the country's best yogurt.
Yeah, I named it the This Can't Be Yogurt.
Oh, really?
Because it's nasty.
That's pretty witty.
It's like some frozen... I stole that from somebody. But seriously, folks, TCBY is nasty. I guess they still do exist. EarthDog is sending me clips for Jimmy Foxworth.
That's the girl.
Oh, that's the chick right there?
Well, I'm going to naked picture. I don't want to see her, like...
I don't know. Right, we're over here. Oh. New York Pipeline. Oh, swear, right. That's her? Wow.
Well, she turned white.
Why is the World Trade Center so down there? Jamie Foxworth played Judy. Oh, that's the chick from The Family Matters.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, I thought you was talking about this other chick.
Well, no, we'll scroll down and see if they got a picture.
Well, here you work it, and I'm talking and shit. Jesus God.
Oh yeah, look at that. Oh, look at her.
Oh yeah, that is her. Wow.
Yeah.
She's still cheeky. She got come right in cheeky ass cheeks too.
Right, let's see. That looks good.
The guy should dress like Urkel. That's it. We can't blow him up.
No, I guess not.
That sucks. Wow.
She goes by the name Crave.
Crave. She can be seen in Sugar
you
Walls
really
29.
You can't really see her body in those pictures.
Sugar Walls 29. Hey, copy that real quick. Let me share that with the chat room. You know what I mean?
You do it.
Yeah, I'll do that here real quick. Okay. So this is Jamie Foxworth. There you go, everybody. In the chat room. So if you're not in the chat room, you miss out on the porn. TCBY is good, says Hashi. He's only had one flavor. Okay. It's some nasty shit, man. Fuck that. I'd rather... I don't know. You know what tastes good? I take sugar-free pudding, I make it, and I freeze it. You ever have ice milk before? Ice milk is good.
Ice milk?
Ice milk, yeah. No, instead of... You use cream instead of milk. It's actually pretty good.
What do you do with it?
It's really good. Like, chocolate ice milk is like ice cream, like frozen, but it's milk and chocolate.
No, that sounds pretty stupid.
They add something else to it, and it's like almost... It's like ice cream, but more milky. It's really good. Mm.
I had it, I'd probably like it, but it doesn't sound good from your description.
You're a big chocolate milk fan, Andy.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't that silly? Okay. Braden's asking why the line's busy, because people keep calling with a relay.
Oh, there we go, picture of Barbie Bridges.
You guys are on timeout. Lonesome Loser sent us a picture of Barbie Bridges.
That's
posted for everybody in the chat room. I haven't seen it yet. And okay.
You probably get that one bigger.
Let me try that right there. All right, Andy, you drive when it comes to porn. I know you're the expert at that. I don't need porn myself.
I don't know how to... Your computer's, like, weird, man. I'm not used to doing this kind of stuff.
My computer's nice. See, right there, photo gallery, son. You see where it says Bridges up there? Oh, Jesus. Right there. Go up there. Yeah, click that. This is great, right? Yeah. There we go. Now we're starting
to
see.
That's a bunch of different girls.
Hey, Andy, say gallery.
Gallery. All
right, damn. There's a word I know you say wrong.
I thought it was gallery. Is, too.
Yeah, you won't tell me.
Look at that. It's like a white girl. Yeah. That's nice.
Wow. Okay. Well, Barbie Bridges.
God wants me to beat it up.
Yeah, I guess so.
God wants me to tear it up and peel it on back.
He was entrusted in a mission to do that.
You gotta call her.
Maybe we got more pictures of Barbie Bridges. Right. Here we go.
I like her hair. That's like the kind of hair I dig, too. Even though it's a small picture, I can't face
it. Any second now. Oh, see, you can probably click on those right
these
there.
These ones will get bigger.
These people spell erotic with a K. They must be German.
Or Dutch.
Freke bidongda.
Bidongdong. Yeah. That's for me.
Yeah, there you go.
How do you get it to go back, man?
Just click back, man. Back. Where? Don't right-click on the picture. You got to right-click on white space.
Oh.
Anywhere else. It doesn't have text or a pic right there. There you go. Head back. There you go.
I like that she got the little fucking, oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's not a good looking face.
Is that recent? That's not recent, though.
No, it looks like that's from the like, early 90s, looks like.
She probably, now that she's all Christian, she's got her hair cut.
But I like this right here.
It's probably dark. She probably doesn't dye her hair anymore.
I like tan lines like that. Like, I don't know. That's just me, but.
She's got a lot of bush.
I dig that.
But I think that's like a 10-year-old, maybe 15, 20-year-old picture.
That looks like early 90s or something like that.
You can tell by the bushes.
I don't mind that, though. Yeah. That's not too much hair. But I'm saying, like, when you got those tan lines like that, when you got a dark room, you can find your way back. Yeah. Like, sometimes I'll just kind of get confused.
You just turn a black light on.
I'm like, oh, shit. No, you got a little bit of light because, like, you know, I always turn the light off. I don't want anyone to see me, but it'll be just enough light so I can see that pale skin.
Yeah, it's like runway light.
Skin. It's like a road map to the heyday.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's an arrow pointing down.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Very good. Very good interpretation.
And I like when the titties are two different shades.
They are too.
It looks exotic. I don't know.
I don't like it. It looks. Because I imagine that they're clothes and it's like a painted on bra.
I don't know. It makes me feel. It's like that's sexy for some reason.
I don't know. That's weird. Really, you like that?
I don't know why, but yeah.
I like the tattoo on the small of the back.
No, that's terrible. That's a whore tattoo.
Not only whores get that though.
Whores.
Yo, Athena got the worst tattoo.
Oh, really?
While she was gone on her right shoulder blade. It's the planet Earth with a fairy. Flying around.
I heard it was a tattoo of the black cock that was reaming.
No, it wasn't. There's no such thing. No such thing.
She
would never fuck a nigger. I mean, she would never do that.
She has Mandingo tattooed on her
ass.
No,
she doesn't.
It says Mandingo was there.
Kiss the ass. Okay, people begging for the toll-free line to open. I'll open it up later.
Make a call first.
We're talking, all right?
You haven't made a call yet. Yeah. Everybody revolts.
Exactly. Hey, dude, why you suck so much?
Ooh.
Info about Dr. Gene Scott. We should call that next, I suppose.
I want to look more pictures of his girl. All
right. Well, shit. You can go back to it. It's right here. See this tab right here?
Cool.
There you go. Knock yourself out.
Up inside the cooch. Doesn't look like any. Oh, maybe this one? No.
So, anyway, while Andy does that, it's 420, April 20th. This I guess it's a big weed, a.k.a. marijuana smoking day. But of course, I don't understand the connotations. No one really has an answer why 420 is.
It's 420 is the police code for marijuana possession.
I heard that's not correct.
That is correct.
I don't know.
And then also, Jesus is born on 420, so you smoke pot on this.
Jesus was not born on 420. He was born in August.
I think Andy Dick was born on 420.
So. Andy Dick, that faggot.
He's a funny.
He's bi.
So, what's wrong with that?
Well, Katie Kay's too.
Yeah, see, what are you going to
hate? I didn't say nothing like that.
I think it's better to have gay guys than bi guys. There's more chicks for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, anti-drug, this is the guy who's been editing my prior shows. He says, Carlito, you should call people and ask them shit about porn, like if they watch it, how often, etc. That could be funny. Mm. Andy, your thoughts?
Yeah, well,
I might be.
I don't think people are going to answer you.
I know.
They'll be like, I'm going to go talk to you.
People don't talk about their porn, man.
Yeah. If he wants to call and ask me, I'll tell him.
Now, Brian is saying, put it back on, nigga. All
right. Right now, I'm a big Tara Patrick fan.
Yeah.
And she was on Stern the other day, which is, I hate when he has porno girls on because it's not that good.
Yeah, because, how are you going to, you know what I mean? If they had a webcam.
They're sitting on the Sivian, I can hear her moan. I got like 50 videos on her on my hard drive. So
exactly. Oh, you got the videos too? You don't have Office on demand and shit.
Well, yeah, I do have the on demand, but even that's not that.
Yeah. You already got big though.
Yeah, he did get really fat. Yeah. He looks fatter than everyone.
I was talking to Saigon about that.
See,
last
everybody's got that little 420 hypothesis.
Here's the first one. I heard that Lord Spoon in the chatroom says he heard that 420 is not a police code dealing with possession. I don't think all police codes are the same in every city. I believe they are, but it's never been a police code. That's a fact.
I think it is. That's true.
Let me try to pull it up, man. Hang on.
There's another picture of Jamie Foxworth in there.
Jamie Foxworth is back. I think that's the one we're seeing now.
Really?
No, it's not actually. That's a different one. Hang on.
All right. Are you typing in police codes?
No. I'm trying to get the Wikipedia. No. I think I typed it wrong. I did. I got it right.
So, what is the official reason why that's 420 is a stoner holiday?
I'll list off the reasons in a second, but I believe the correct reason is that this group of people out in Berkeley used to meet at 4:20 p.m. after classes. That was the time that they would make it there by at this certain spot at Berkeley, and that's when they would smoke up, and they just called it their code for it was 4:20. And say, hey, we're going to 4:20 today, and they'd be like, yeah, we're going to 4:20 today. That means we're going to meet at 4:20 at the spot.
I know 311 is a freeze code for really white boy reggae music. Sucks ass. 311. And you listen to it, you're a fucking punk. 311 is the worst band ever.
Yeah, isn't it Indecent Exposure? Isn't that what it's supposed to be or something?
No, it's a freeze code for faggot reggae singers who think they're cool, but they're not.
What was the cat doing?
She just jumped up there and like clawed the fuck out of her and jumped down.
Yeah, she doesn't have any claws. She's so fucking retarded, man. Anyway, a group of guys, Waldos, whatever that means, in the 1970s made 420 the official meaning time to smoke marijuana after school. There it is. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but so that guy doesn't know shit.
Yeah, that's demented, man.
What does he know?
He knows all about
weed.
Look
it up on there.
He does. Okay, we're looking it up right now.
Oh, the Jin dynasties. He's probably when the emperor smoked pot.
The Sambige, end of the Jin dynasty in China was 420.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Yeah, it's also the beginning.
Oh, this is the end of the Jin dynasty. We go smoke our pot when the Jin dynasty was over.
Pheromone leads the Franks, they cross the Rin.
Yeah, okay.
All right, there you go. Beginning of the Southern dynasties in China means end of the Jin dynasty.
These are all reasons I would smoke weed.
Birth of Ja Ra.
Not because some fucking hippies smoke weed on 420.
Yo, there was a Western Roman emperor named Glycerus.
That's cool.
Glycerus is the shit right there. That's a great name right there. My name is Leroy Glycerus, I'm going to say tonight. That would be my black name.
And Glycerus, he burns shit like glycerine, so he is probably, that's 420 right there, maybe.
And it's also the death of Orosius, a Spanish historian and theologian. Yazdegerd I,
no,
fuck
you
that
see,
shit.
You got to put like the little parentheses in between the 420.
No, I got it right here, watch. It's significance... Oh, okay.
Here,
fucking shit. Yeah, significance within a drug culture. Okay, 420 cannabis culture. We're getting to it here. Any second.
Yeah, we believe Wikipedia over here or whatever you got there.
Wikipedia is slow as shit. Anyway, so Saigon is calling people fags for some reason. I don't put that above him. Anyway. Whoa. Any second now that I look. God, this shit is slow. Anyway.
Oh, the Indian Penal Code.
For what?
For tricking someone.
There it is.
Man.
Okay. All right. A Bangladeshi, Indian, or Pakistani ethnic slur. A person acting fraudulently to cheat someone out of their belongings. A confidence trickster from section 420 of the Penal Code. Whatever.
All right. Let's see.
Okay. I'll put it right there. Okay.
The exact origin of the term is unknown. See? Everybody's saying it's like they fucking know shit.
Yeah, in American culture, number 420 relates to the consumption of cannabis, weed, and elements of its associated culture. Marijuana users gather on April 20th every year to celebrate and consume marijuana. Okay, so the accepted origin, according to Snopes.com and High Times Magazine, the Marijuana Logs and the Straight Dope claim that in the early 70s, a group of teenagers at San Rafael High School in San Rafael, California, used to meet every day after school at 4:20 p.m. to smoke marijuana at the water tower.
Okay, this is a refuted urban legend. It says that's the drug bust. That's refuted.
Okay.
Right, so who cares?
Marijuana grew wild on or near Highway 420 in Ontario, they say also. Those are plausible, they say.
Grow up, you fucking potheads.
An ounce of marijuana going for $300 sold gram by gram at $15, which equaled 420.
If I quit smoking,
this is my mom. That's not answered. I don't want to talk about it. Hit off on that shit.
I'm not doing it.
Just hit off. There we go.
All
right. Why are they going to be bothering me? I was just over there. Fuck. What else they got going here?
Why did you drive him safely?
Okay. Enough. No, that's not funny. That's not funny.
But that's how she talks. She cries whenever she talks to
you. That was once. And that's refuted. That's disputed.
I heard that.
That's disputed.
It was our outgoing answer.
That was not my mom's voice.
For like 2 months.
You assholes used to go around with a tape of my mom crying. I told her I was going to go over to her house at 9 p.m. and I showed up like at midnight. I took a long way. And she called crying, left a message on the answer machine.
It was like, she's like, I haven't heard from you in 2 days.
No.
I haven't talked to my mom in like 3 months.
She was not like that, man.
Yeah, what do you mean? She's still like that. She calls you an hour after you left her house.
2 hours. I don't know. She just wants to make sure I made it okay.
I want to say have a good night and didn't let the big bugs bite.
All right, enough about my mom.
I should call people and just cry. That'd be a good prank phone call. You cry like your mom. All
right. Anyway, refuted urban legends, 420 degrees Fahrenheit is the temperature at which marijuana burns, the primary method of use. In reality, it burns at over 450 degrees, so there it is. Another refuted urban legend is that it is police code for a drug bust or a marijuana smoking in progress. or that 420 is or was the shift change for the police. However, there is no 420 police code. And this one is bullshit. There's 420 chemicals in marijuana. There's actually only 315. Anyway, so we can keep doing this. April 20th was the date of Bob Marley's death. That's incorrect. He was actually died on May 11th, 1981. What did that dumbass die of anyway? Not dumbass.
Who, Bob Marley?
He had cancer. Didn't he stub his toe and then he got cancer from it or something?
No. Well, I know one thing is he left the world with a bunch of stupid children and make shitty music.
Yeah.
And like, then any white guy who's got a Bob Marley poster on your wall, that doesn't make you cool.
No, it doesn't.
And I hate when I see, I go into some kid's house and they got a poster of
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley smoked pot. Yeah, but Bob Marley, that's some of the worst music around, too. That fucking reggae shit's just really bad.
We play Bob Marley every show. The first
song, it sucks.
First song of the show is Bob Marley. Should I get rid of it?
Yeah.
We should play just MF Doom all night.
No, I mean, just something like Bob Marley. It's the most simplistic music ever. They just slow it down. They sing in their fucking native accent.
I suppose so. Man, we've really been bullshitting for a long time, haven't
we? Yeah, you're supposed to make a call before everybody's going to be gone.
Whatever. Let's see how long people can go. TCBY Yogurt. Pretzel Maker, Mrs. Field Cookies, all in one, I guess, at the Hawaii Kai Shopping Center in Honolulu, Hawaii. You want to call this bitch, porno bitch, here before it gets too late?
Yeah, you should probably call her.
Magic Matt asks if I like the Boston Red Sox. Andy hates the Boston Red Sox.
No, I don't hate the Red Sox.
Oh, you don't? You like them?
I hate the Yankees and Mets and the Cardinals most of all.
Yeah. Cardinals are assholes. St. Louis Cardinals are assholes, yeah.
The Cardinals are fags.
Yeah. I heard they're going out of the business.
And then Derek Lee got hurt, so the Cubs season's over.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. Wow. You see, I have some hesitation cut marks on my wrist today.
You cut yourself today.
Derek Lee's not playing.
It's over, man. Magic didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, but that was
they
just
did a
great
pretty
that they
impressive
got close.
Push, though, man. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, they won eight straight against some tough teams.
And then they lost two straight.
They lost last night and the night before. They lost to the Bulls.
I'm going to look at more pictures of Barbie Bridges.
All right, you do that. I'll keep talking here.
Where's it at? It's not over here anymore?
It's over here now, man. Oh. You can move it over there if you want to see it. It's one. No, there. One of these here. That's it, Scott.
Yeah,
there
what's
you go.
Up, girl?
All right.
She got her ass in that picture.
So, yeah.
These are very, like, for a porno chick, these are very softcore.
Think so? It looks like Playboy's first, maybe Hustler.
Yeah, she looks like she was probably in Playboy.
She's in a magazine.
Look at that! That's so stupid with the hat on.
What, that's not even. That's like a British cop hat, like something. Like
I hate when they put girls in stupid outfits.
I'm a puppy.
Now, this is my favorite picture with the track marks and shit and all the fucking bikini lines.
Yeah,
that's
the hot shit. And the fake pearls. All right, so let's call one of these TCBYs while you check.
She's got a nice dumper.
We're gonna call the TCBY in Colorado. Blimpy subs and salads and TCBY. Alright, I gotta get back to the number there, big guy. Hang on.
Shut up.
Hang on. You call me big guy all the time. So. My whip is the same.
I call you Chubbykins. Damn, who keeps on leaving messages?
Blimkey's West, Matthew.
Yeah, how you doing? Is this the TCBY?
Yes, it is.
Okay, what kind of flavors do you have?
We have only cheesecake and white chocolate.
White chocolate mousse?
Soft serve.
White chocolate
mousse.
Mousse? But what is this mousse?
Whoa! 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 Sir?
Yes?
Can you explain the mousse to me, please? I'm interested in coming in there, but can you explain the mousse?
It's a yogurt flavor.
Oh, it's a yogurt flavor, but mousse. What's the difference between like a mousse and just like a pudding or a regular chocolate flavor? What makes it moussey?
I don't know.
You have no idea?
No.
What do you prefer there? Of the three, what can you recommend?
Probably the white chocolate mousse.
White chocolate mousse? You know, that does sound good. So let me, do you have a sugar-free alternative there?
The chocolate's no sugar.
Okay. No sugar, no fat. Don't lie to me. If I go down there...
No sugar and no fat.
If I go down there and I eat it and it has sugar and I die because I'm diabetic, I'm going to come back and kill you. You know what I mean?
I mean, that would really
any
be
other questions.
That would really be fucked up. You know what
any
I mean?
Any other questions?
Okay, so this is frozen yogurt you sell there. Is that ice cream?
Yes, it's frozen yogurt.
And what's the sense in that? Is it better taste? Is it better for you?
It's just a different type.
Okay. What else do you have there? You have like a hot dog or some kind of something to eat other than ice cream?
We have subs, but I have customers right now.
Let me talk to one of the customers real quick.
You should ask him if he had waffle cones.
Waffle cones.
I don't get that.
I don't like waffle cones.
Like, why would you want something, like, you're eating an ice cream, and then why do you want your ice cream in something sweet? Like, you want your ice cream in an ice cream cone because it ain't sweet. And then, like, people are like, I want a waffle cone.
Waffle cone's stupid.
And then they melt and they drip out of the bottom.
They drip out of the sides
and
the bottom.
They're fucking gay.
Yeah, they glue this fucking paper onto it. You can't eat the whole thing.
I hate
the paper
cones.
Sometimes. I hate the glue.
I used to go to ice cream. Like, my mom would go, let's go get ice cream. And I would get it in a little...
I get it in a cup every
time.
Yeah,
that's what I would do, too. I don't want the cone.
Cones
are
retarded.
The cone is like shit.
Cones
are like fucking paper.
Yeah, cones are stupid. They taste like paper. They leak and you gotta hold them. I used to just get a cup and a spoon. It's the easiest way to eat it.
Yeah, but like, let me get a spoon.
You know, when I get halfway down to it, I like to take the spoon and just mix it all until it's soft like a soup and I eat it.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. You don't do that ever?
No, when I was a kid. I microwave. When I eat ice cream, I throw it in the microwave before I eat it.
Well, you have to do that. If it comes straight from the freezer,
I like to melt it a little bit.
Well, because, yeah, but if you get it right from the grocery store that first night, You can eat it right straight from. Because it melts a little bit by the time you get home from the grocery store.
Oh, well, that's just for eating right away. You don't even eat ice cream anyway, you sugar. You got sugar.
I eat sugar-free ice cream. There's good sugar-free ice cream.
Oh, that's the worst. It gives you shits.
Yeah, I don't eat it much. It does give you the shits, though. But, yes. Magic Matt is asking me to give him a shout-out. So, Magic Matt. Magic Matt on AOL. You can reach us there at Madhouse Radio. Right? This is Madhouse Radio. Good. The phone battery's dying, so people can't call me anymore.
So he can play it on his... He has his own station.
I don't know. The link to my show so I can play it on my station. I'll have to get to that to you later. I don't just give that out.
Go Red Sox.
Yeah. And he says we should call Walmart. Yeah. Okay. Saigon says Zolar's departure has caused a massive drop in listenership. I disagree with that. It was already low before he left, as a matter of fact. And I think that's the reason why he left.
Yeah, no one was listening before.
Yeah.
What are we at? Oh, let's see what
we're
up
to. 41, son.
Yeah,
18.
We're up to over 60.
We gained one.
63.
63 listeners.
That's
listeners.
Good.
63 listeners. And we are.
I remember, like, you know, like maybe a couple months ago, we were up around 100.
Yeah, I know.
And I thought we were doing better, like, now than we were before.
Yeah,
so those people have lost out on a lot of, you know, I think I'm funnier drunk than I am high. That might be part of it.
Okay.
I didn't like coming when I was high sometimes. I'd be like, man, I just really watch TV.
You just sit there kind of just chill out.
I just really watch TV and I'd be like, I'd be sitting back here. I'd be like, man, Quinn is stupid.
Yeah, that was never nice.
Yo, I could whip his ass.
Yeah,
I can, so.
You can.
Are you going to turn the thing back on so people can call?
Well, thanks for giving it out. I'll go to the toll-free line now. All
right, yeah, don't call with that fucking internet relay shit.
Yeah,
it's not
shit.
Funny.
Yeah, you're going to cause problems. Nobody likes it. It's okay. Don't get offended.
I mean, if you want to go ahead and call someone on it and you record it and then play it later,
yep.
Then it could be funny, but when you call us, it's not funny.
Exactly. Okay, so moving right along, let me re-enable that first here. We're going to call the next prank in. Toll-free line's now open if you want to call in after that. Feeling Juicy in San Dimas, California, home of Bill and Ted, right?
Yeah, I love that movie.
San Dimas High!
San Dimas High rules!
Yeah.
What was the name of their team, their mascot?
Wild Stallions.
No, that was their band.
Okay,
San Dimas High, was it like the Broncos?
The Broncos.
That was a great movie.
That was. The second one sucked.
No, I like that one too. I like when they're playing checkers with the Grim Reaper.
All that shit took too long. I hate it.
And then Evil Bill and Ted.
Evil Bill and Ted.
That was the first movie where they had this, like, evil people. It's like, evil me and evil you and shit.
Yeah, then they had the stupid-ass station thing, though.
I like that, too.
Aliens.
That
station.
Was a great movie.
Station!
And then Station played a wicked bass. Like, you know,
he played the bongos, man.
Oh, I thought he was playing bass.
Did he? I don't know.
I don't
remember.
So.
I thought he played the bass in Wild Stallions.
I must have seen the first one probably, like, 100 times, though.
Yeah.
It was like, remember when Evil Bill and Ted killed Bill and Ted, and then he... hock a loogie on him. That was great. He goes, totally gonna hock a loogie on evil me. I mean, on good me. And he's like, yeah. That was the best.
Okay. And then... Ah, shit. hate these smileys. I gotta turn off the smileys in this cast.
Yeah, why is he who does that? That's kind of gay.
Yeah, no, it comes up automatically. It's not his fault. He does a good job. So anyway, I'm supposed to be playing weed music tonight during call. So
you haven't.
That's not supposed
you got
to
like play. Hits from the bong. Do you got any of that stuff?
I didn't download that.
I could have brought the CD if you told me you didn't have it.
I got Cypress Hill on the break. Though we're gonna be playing I Wanna Get High.
Right.
And the Gospel Weed song by Bizarre is also going to play. But right now, you hear Styles P with Good Times, I Get High. And we're going to call somebody.
But this sucks.
Good afternoon, Super Prices Away.
Yo, hey, what's up? What place is this?
This is in Waipahu.
Okay. How are your prices?
What's that?
How are your prices?
Well, it's various. We have, like, clothes, we have TVs and stuff, so the prices, I don't know, you know, people look at prices differently. So.
You're stupid.
Huh?
How much is your most expensive TV?
What is the most expensive TV over there? $2,100 for 56-inch. Panasonic.
Yo, is that a plasma screen?
Is that a plasma screen? No.
Yo, that's
LCD.
That's stupid, yo. Yo, how many you got on hand right now? I'm coming in with my credit card. Yo, I just bought this credit card.
Oh, we only have the floor model right now.
Yeah, I just bought this credit card. I'm coming in.
Okay.
Yo, how many? You don't have any in right now?
We have the one that's on the floor right now.
Yo, I'll take it.
Huh?
I'll take it.
Okay.
Yo, can you all install that in my house?
Do we install? No, we don't install.
Yo, how do I install? I got this 12-inch TV. I don't know how to install it.
Hang on. He's asking me any kind of what TV and how to install it. I don't know how to install TV, so I don't know what to say.
Hello? Yeah, you got the biggest TV, 64 inches, the biggest in the world?
The biggest TV we have is 56 inches.
That's the one I want, yo.
Yeah, we're selling it for actually $2,099, and there's no tax or anything.
Oh, no tax?
Yeah.
Yo,
so you're going to pay $2,099, that's your
price. Is that under the table, no taxes, yo?
No.
Yo, that's how I get paid. On the table.
We're a liquidation store, so.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah, we pay the tax.
Yo, I build luggage under the table.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But yeah, you can come by here, man, and pick it up if you want it.
Yo, you got any tables there, too? I need a table to put it on. Unless you're going to install it for me.
Oh, like a stand?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on we have a TV stand for it.
Yo, can I put it on a table, though?
A table?
Yeah.
What kind of table?
Like a coffee table.
If you want to.
I got like five coffee tables here.
Yeah, you can put it on a coffee table if you want to.
Alright.
Go on a coffee table.
Alright. So, how do I get that HBO?
How do you get the what?
That HBO. It gets that HBO on it.
You gotta call in the cable guy.
Okay, y'all got that?
No, we ain't got that.
Y'all got that box? Y'all got that? That disc.
No, we ain't got the box. You gotta call Roadrunner.
Y'all got that the scrambler?
No, we ain't got that.
Yo, I got that the scrambler.
Oh, but, you got that?
But I got this 12-inch TV and I can't see nothing. You know, it's small.
Yeah, you just gotta come and get the TV then.
I sit like 2 inches from the screen and it's like I'm in the movies. Yo, so you wanna come over and you know maybe take the scrambler off my hands?
No.
Yo, I'll trade you for that TV.
We can't do that.
So, hey, you wanna sell the scramblers? You want one, man?
Oh,
I'll hook you up nice.
Nah, I'm cool.
I'll hook you up 522 channels, man. You just give me $50, yo. You get all that?
That's for digital? You ain't got...
Yeah.
The digital one, they don't have scramblers for digital cable.
Yeah, they do. I got it, yo. I got it in Korea. I was over there in the army. Yo, they got,
oh, really?
They got that shit. Yeah, don't tell nobody, but I'm serious. $50, yo.
I'm cool.
Yo, you get all that porno and stuff? I know you like that wrestling, you know? Yo, come on, man, $50.
No, I'm cool.
All right. Well, how about I bring it in and I show it to you how it works?
Maybe. But
yo, you wanna buy this white kid?
Buy a what?
I got this virgin white kid over here, white boy. He's a howley. You know what a howley is?
All right, man.
All right, yo. Well, I'm coming in and we're gonna get that shit on. All right, I'm gonna show you the box. It's a blue. I call it the blue box. Hello. I drew a picture of the Hamburglar on it too. All right, yo. Well, peace, yo.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
Shut up.
All right, good.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
I love Eddie call. Those
Eddie,
are funny.
Eddie calls are great.
Oh,
Eddie Garcia, the biggest TV in the 102-inch plasma. Okay, exactly what Earthdog said. He says he likes that character also. Great. Is this the image of the biggest TV? Ooh, it's a Samsung too, just like my cell phone. Cell phone, Andy. I want to get that new cell phone, man. $250.
Why do you care?
I don't know. The largest TV in the world, 102 inches. It's got dolphins on it.
That's what Evander Holyfield got.
Evander Holyfield beats it up.
Yeah.
He crashes through it like it's a curtain.
He's like retarded. Have you seen him talk really?
He talks about Jesus.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, if you got all that money, but you've gotten the shit beat out of your whole life, you should retire early. I mean, he's like, I'm gonna be in the next chair. I mean, he sounds like Muhammad Ali already.
Yeah. You remember Celebrity Deathmatch?
Yes.
When they had Evander Holyfield versus Mike Tyson?
No.
And Mike Tyson.
They fought in real life. Why do they need to be on that gay show?
Well, they had a rematch, and they fought in a hotel room.
Your ear off.
And Mike Tyson made a ring voice. He picked up the phone and goes, ring, ring, hello. And he's like, oh, it's for you, Evander. And he goes, and Evander Holyfield takes the phone and goes, hello, hello, hello. And then Mike Tyson took the phone and smashed it over his head. And then Evander Holyfield would just talk about Jesus and get back. It was weird. I remember seeing that. I was high.
I hated that show.
It looked funny. Yeah, that was a stupid show. But I saw it was funny because it just made Evander Holyfield kept coming back. And they're like, he's coming back again. What do you want? God.
Supposed to be petting.
Whatever, man.
You're not nice to it.
I don't know. I don't like that cat. I don't like any of these two cats over here. Poop is sending numbers for Bob Marley, Jeff Foxworthy, J. Jew Shit, Chat Paul Pimpa, Hank Cunt, Chuang Chink Sai Y Chang, Jesus Christ, Carlos Mencia. He says that's the real Carlos Mencia.
You gotta call that.
Eddie Garcia has to call Carlos Mencia. Or take this call first. Ooh.
Who is that, the dead?
Illinois. No, that's not the dead.
I thought the dead was from Illinois.
Yeah, he is, but he's from Schaumburg or something.
Oh, I know Schaumburg's gangster town. Like,
yeah?
That's where, the Italian gangsters, the real
Polacks
gangsters.
And gangsters.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, what's up, guys?
Not much, guy. How are you, guy?
Hey, this is Demented from the Weed Smoker Lounge on camfrog.com. I just wanted to share a 420 rip with you guys.
All right, sure. Go ahead. Let's do that. Whenever you're ready.
You guys have a happy 420.
All right, you too there, buddy.
You have the lungs of a virgin girl.
Girl, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the 420 lounge. We've been getting a lot of listeners. Yeah.
420 lounge.
420 it is. Man, I can't find any weed anywhere. I'm almost out.
Maybe some people in the 420 lounge can direct me to some weed or something. You know what I mean? Anybody in Central Florida that's not a cop or something? It'd be nice. I think they could get quality stuff. Yeah. 420 lounge.
Probably.
What do you think that's all about?
I mean, you can get it shipped to you if you, really don't care.
Yeah, somebody do that. Braden is saying open the line for a Puerto Rican. The phone line's open. Toll-free line's open. It's 1-888.
He's a Puerto Rican, so he's probably not paying his bill.
Yeah. Yo, I gotta steal the phone first, but I'll call you.
And we'll find out if Braden if he likes to race his car.
Yeah, so 1-888-278-8509. Again, that's 1-888-278-8509. Andy, what is the worst weed song you could say comes to your mind?
I don't know.
I think it's this next song we're going to play here before we do this prank call. Afro Man, Because I Got High.
Yeah, I don't like that song.
Don't you think that's the worst movie? But I'm going to play it anyway.
Yeah, I know people who are like, Afro Man's really good.
Whatever.
And people don't know because just that one dumb song was like the hit song.
But I heard nothing else. What else did he do?
I heard one was like, you know. Like,
what else did he did?
Yeah, he was like the forerunner to Kanye West, kind of. He was like, you know, he thought he was like, you know, all smart and shit.
But he did the stupid song to get on MTV. And then,
yeah, and then, like, you know, it kind of ruined him.
It kind of ruined him. It ruined his popularity. Yeah, you know, Eminem pulled that off, right? He did that My Name Is Some Member. Hi, my name
is... Yeah, but that was still, so, you know, a real song.
Yeah, but his old album was, like, nothing like that, though. Like, mm-hmm. That was the only song, and he did it on purpose, he said, just to get on MTV. To, you know, but that's when you get solidified, I guess, in the industry or something like that. Whatever that means, because they didn't even play videos on there anymore.
I still think he's like a really good rapper. I just can't listen to him for more than like one or two songs because he's so nasally. Yeah. He's like the modern day equivalent of like Flavor Flav.
Yeah,
like Flavor Flav was great as like a back guy just yelling shit. And it's like Snoop Dogg too. I don't like Snoop Dogg on his own. I like Snoop Dogg backing up Dr. Dre. Or,
the problem with Eminem, like I think. He resorts a lot to comedy and jokes in his rap.
Yeah, well, he goes half his album serious and half is goofy.
Yeah, but the goofy stuff, he relates it to current events and stuff. And, like, if you're listening to his album that came out in 2000 right now, the second album, it's stupid because he's talking about, like, I don't
Tom
know.
Tom Green. Remember
the song
about Tom Green?
Yeah, it's like my bum and all this stuff.
Nobody
and,
knows who Tom Green is anymore.
Not Jenna Jameson. Who's the other bitch? The girl who was really famous and shit. The one that...
Tatiana Ali.
Not Tatiana Ali. No. He talks about Britney Spears. Not Jenna Jameson. The girl, the chick that used to be with the guy with the dick and did the porno.
Athena with the black guy?
No, not Athena. The guy that was with the guy from Motley Crue.
Pam Anderson.
Pam Anderson.
Who, he I was never about into her.
Shit. That's old shit. No one's into that shit.
Yeah, she's anymore. Old. She has hepatitis.
Yeah. I mean, would you think it's funny if you heard a song like that song? It'd be like rapping about Cindy Crawford right now. You know what I mean? It's not current. It's going to be stupid.
I still like Cindy Crawford.
His stuff will not stand the test
one,
of time.
That one portfolio she did for Playboy, like in 98.
Right.
Yeah, that was nice.
Black people coming up next. Juicy Chicks and Waffles in L.A. Los Angeles, California.
I just love the combination of chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles.
I would have come. Ask them where that came from. What made you? I think we've called them before, haven't we?
It wasn't this one. We've called them before.
If you go to LA, there's all sorts of chicken and waffle places.
Did I tell the chick? I told her to get me someone. I was starting to talk about hot sauce and asked him to put someone on the phone and talk about hot sauce. This guy said, "Yeah, I like crystal. Yeah, that's the hot sauce I like. Yeah, I don't know much about no others though. I like crisp.
But I think like a lot of it is I think they make their chicken, they just dip it into their waffle stuff when they deep fry it, and so it's like cheap to do it that way.
It's nasty.
So like, you make waffles all morning, chicken the rest of the day.
I got high.
Hello.
I'm taking it next semester, and I know I got high.
Good afternoon. This is how I may help you.
Good afternoon. Is this the Juicy Chicks and Waffles, please? Hello?
This is, yeah.
Okay.
Have any other company?
What do you sell there now?
We sell Mexican food, and we sell chicken, and we sell waffles.
What happened to the chicken and waffles?
What do you mean, what happened?
Well, do you have them there still? They were really good before.
Yeah, we have it.
Are the black people still there?
Excuse me?
Are the black people still there?
I don't understand your question, sir.
Are there any black people, you know, the black people that used to be there, are they still there?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I don't know much. What is the menu like? You have Mexican, I need chicken and waffles is what I want. Sir?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We do.
Now, who primarily comes in to buy chicken and waffles? Mexicans, white people...
Mexican people.
Mexican people get chicken and waffles?
Not many, but just few people.
What about black people? Do black
Probably,
people?
Probably, I don't know.
Do you have any? Do you have a lot of black people coming in there? Asking for chicken and waffles? No?
But that's not up to you to know.
But
I don't understand your question, sir. So if you like to order, yes, order, but...
I'm with the state.
It doesn't matter if white people or Spanish people, whoever...
What about Puerto Rican people? What about Puerto Rican people?
Excuse me?
What about Puerto Rican people?
Okay, sir, have a nice night.
No, goodbye. I want to make an order, please. Asshole. Oh, jeez.
Was he an Indian?
He was Mexican.
Oh, he was?
Mexicans don't sell no chicken and waffles. He's lying. It's a trap for black people.
You should ask him about Aslan.
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 Okay. I'm waiting for the
phone.
There
the
we
number
go.
You wish to call.
Let's call Feeling Juicy.
Please enter.
That shit.
Hi, life.
Yeah, hi. I have a question about Goofus and Gallant. Do you think they were kind of funny?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Goofus and Gallant, they were related in High Life, you know, High Life?
Nope, I sure don't.
Okay.
Sorry.
This isn't the magazine?
No, it's not.
What is it, then?
It's a grocery store.
Yo, we love your magazine, though.
Alrighty then. I think you have the wrong number, but thanks anyway.
No,
bye.
But I got... Ma'am? Oh, God.
What a bitch.
What a bitch.
We should call and make an appointment to the Better Business Bureau.
Let's do that. Let's try to get someone else.
Yeah, send them the name of that kid so he can look it up for us.
Yeah, that guy's name was, Arium, A-R-I-A-M, right?
I think it was maybe U-M?
No, it was A-R-I-A-M. There we go.